Welcome to the FMU Sham Yeshiva, sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Chof in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting in Daf Yutes Amud Beis in the bottom. The Gemara concluded the previous Daf with a question. The Gemara asked, we see the Maisa Behemo, the cutoff date is based on the time when a Behemo is born. How does that compare to fruits that we don't go based on the time when the fruits are growing? Meaning like equivalent to the time when an animal is born. We either go based on chanoto, when the beginning of the growth of the fruit, which is compared to the pregnancy of the animal, time of conception, or we go based on a third of the gidul, which means when it's really ready la'achilo. So also by the animal, you should wait for the eighth day when it's ready to be a carbon. So the Gemara said we're going according to the shita of Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon holds the animal who is born, and even in the first day when it's not right to be a carbon, it could still join the Maisa Behema process. So says the Gemara, Kam Rav Mano im Rav Shami. Rav Mano met Rav Shami. Omer Lei told him, when Tavchof Amudal Fantap, Ato Amarta Ado Milsa, did you say this answer? Omer Lei, he says, yes, I said it. Omer Lei Vataninu, now you can explain, the Benazai Oimer Halului Misastri of Niasum. We learned that the Shita Benazai is we're not sure if the cutoff date is Rosh Chodesh Elul or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So any animal that was born doing Elul is going to have its own Maisa Behemo. Laya Filu Noila, that is Simit Tisha B'Elul. You can tell me, even the one who was born in the 29th of Elul, which is not really to be a Kurban until 8 days later. Islach Meimar Benazai Kerab Shimon, Loi Kerabanani. You want to tell me Benazai goes like Rav Shimon? You want to say that the Mishnah that goes based on the time of birth is the Shita of Rav Shimon? Okay, you could say that. But how can you say it by Benazai? Benazai is not Rav Shimon. You want to tell me Benazai holds like Rav Shimon, not like Rabbanon, that Maisa Behema applies even to animals that were just born? Benazai holds like Rabbanon, that you go based on the 8 day. You can't do Maisa Behema until the animal is 8 days old. So back to the question, what are you going with? How do you compare Maisa Behema to the fruits? Says the Gemara, I have to go to a different answer. The same occurred to Rabbanon. We understand, even though you say, let's say, Aleph Tishrei is the cutoff date, and you can't do a Maisa Behema until the animal is 8 days old, it's still okay. An animal that was born the last day of the year, you'll wait till the 8th day. And then once you reach the 8th day, then you'll do Maisa Behema for the whole group of animals that was born the previous year. So you won't do the actual process of Maisa Behema on Chavtes Elul. You will wait until it becomes Zayin Tishrei, and then you will do the Maisa Behema for all the previous year's animals. Kachat Omar al-Benazai, that's you'll say with Benazai as well. Menichin Legori Nabo, you wait for the next Kori, next time you do Maisa Behema. For Misasrim im Bnei Elul, and they'll do Maisa with all the animals that were born in Elul. So what the Gemara is establishing is, not that you could do Maisa Behema for an animal which is less than 8 days old. You have to wait for the 8 days. But the fact that you can't do it doesn't make it not qualified to Maisa Behema eventually. Once it reaches the 8 days, now I'm going to take all the animals that were born until that date and make Maisa Behema together. So even though I had 8 days, I couldn't do Maisa Behema, it doesn't make you start counting for the next year. You see from here, Yomim Shabechor Mechusu Zman Behem, the days that a Bechor is not yet ready to be a carbon, the first 8 days, a Bechor that is born as a Gdushas Bechor. And within the first year, you have to bring it as a carbon. How do you count the year of a Bechor? Not from the 8th day when he's ready to be a carbon. You start counting from day one, the day he was born. Says the Gemara, Oma Amana, Rav Yoyin Abba Shomal Minado, you can see it from the following Pasuk. Kol Bechor sheivoled bibkorcho vetzonecho, all the Bechors that are born, Hazocher, Haketzat, Mishas Leidosu at Moni Loshon. You count it from the time of his birth. Why? Because you're not going to say that once it turns 8 days old, then you'll make it Kaddish. A Bechor is born Kaddish, but you can't bring it as a korban until the 8th day. You can't bring it as a korban until the 8th day, but the Kedusha starts when it was born. So the Chiddush the Gemara has in this daf, different than we learned in the previous daf. The previous daf we understood, if you can't do a Maisa Behema, you can't bring animals a korban, so you can't start counting its days until it's ready to be a korban. Says the Gemara now, no. You count its days since it's born. Even though you can't bring it as a carbon, you will wait until it's ready to be a carbon, but you really start to count. You start machshiv it as kadosh from the day it was born, even though you couldn't bring it as a carbon the first 8 days. Halacha Bei Zuk de Mishnah. B'shalosh kupoy shalosh sein torim salishkos. We mentioned there's truma salishko, when you separate the monies to use that for the korbanos of the following period. How many times does that happen a year? 3 times a year. And when they did it, they took three baskets. Each basket was the size of three seah, and they put the money into that. Continues the Mishnah of Chavon with Beis. The cost of Aleim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, it says in each basket, which basket is it? Aleph, the first one, Beis is the second one, Gimel is the third one. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yevon is cost of Aleim. Tanai using the letters of Aleph, Beis, they're using the letters of Greek, which is Alpha, Beto, Gamma. Eina Toyum Nichnas, Lo Be Paragoid Chofut. He doesn't come in with a garment which is hemmed. V'lo be minol, not with a shoe. V'lo be sandal, not with a sandal. V'lo be tefillah, with tefillin. V'lo be kemea, and now with an amulet. And the whole idea is, should people should not think they took money and put it into these closed places, and he stole money from Egdish. And as the Mishnah explains, Shema Yoni, maybe he'll come poor. They say, oh, you know why he became poor? Because he stole from the Lishko. Or maybe the opposite. Or Shema Yashi, he'll become rich. They say, oh, you know, I became rich. He stole money from Magdish. So regardless of what happens, then people will be choishe them. That's have to be make sure that there's no place for suspicion. Prison has to make sure that he's clean in front of people, not only in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the truth, but even in front of people, the people should, it should be clear they didn't do anything wrong. Have to be clean in front of Hashem, in front of Yisrael. Another pasuk, person has to find favor in front of Elohim and Adam, so people should know he didn't do anything wrong. Says the Gemara, Talmud Tanina, we learn Masechet Shabbos. Mefanim afilu arbo v'chamesh kupus. When a person has to make room for people to learn, for people to sit, you could put away even four or five baskets. It's not going to be too much shtircha on Shabbos. What is the size of a basket? Let's learn what it says to understand what the size of a basket in Masechet Shabbos means. Learn from a Mishnah which says it clearly. Which Mishnah? Our Mishnah. Tani b'shalosh kupos shel shalosh shel seim. They used the baskets, each one was three seil. So you see the size of a basket is three seil. And the Gemara goes and summarizes it. Shem tisha seim, you have three baskets. And each basket is three seil. How many seil do you have in total? I have nine. Shem is three v'sheva seim, because we did it three times a year. Nine times three is 27 seil. Torim v'salishka, that's what we did through v'salishka. And now you know the size of a basket. The kostu v'aleim aleph beis gimel. It says in it that each basket has the letter either aleph beis or gimel. It says the Gemara Pirma kostu v'aleim aleph beis gimel. Why we do that? Why we write which? What is the order of the baskets? Loimar ein mistapik menayu shayna koydim l'shniyo v'loim l'shniyo koydim l'shlishis. You need to use it in the order of the truma. The one that was nitram first, that will be used first for the karbanis. The one that was nitram second, that will be used second for the karbanis. And the third one will be used third, so you need to know the order of the truma to know the order of usage for the karbanis. With this, we conclude Yerusha Mishkalim Daf Chof.